Welcome to January 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1800. Happy birthday, Millard Fillmore. According to WhiteHouse.gov, Millard Fillmore, a member of the Whig Party, was the 13th president of the United States from 1850 to 1853. Born in the Finger Lakes countryside of New York in 1800, Fillmore, as a youth, endured the privations of frontier life. He worked on his father's farm and, at 15, fell in love with his red-headed schoolteacher, Abigail Powers, who later became his wife. In 1823, he was admitted to the bar. 7 years later, he moved his law practice to Buffalo. In 1848, while comptroller of New York, he was elected vice president. Fillmore presided over the Senate during the months of nerve-wracking debates over the Compromise of 1850. He made no public comment on the merits of the compromise proposals, but a few days before President Taylor's death, he intimated to him that if there should be a tie vote on Henry Clay's bill, he would vote in favor of it. Thus, the sudden accession of Fillmore to the presidency in July 1850 brought an abrupt political shift in the administration. Taylor's cabinet resigned, and President Fillmore once appointed Daniel Webster to be Secretary of State, thus proclaiming his alliance with the moderate Whigs who favored the compromise. Clay, exhausted, left Washington to recuperate, throwing leadership upon Senator Stephen A. Douglas of Illinois. At this critical juncture, President Fillmore announced in favor of the compromise. On August 6, 1850, he sent a message to Congress recommending that Texas be paid to abandon her claims to part of New Mexico. This helped influence a critical number of Northern Whigs in Congress upon their insistence upon the Wilma Proviso stipulation that all land gained by the Mexican War must be closed to slavery. Douglas's effective strategy in Congress combined with Fillmore's pressure from the White House to give impetus to the compromise movement. Breaking up Clay's single legislative package, Douglas presented 5 separate bills to the Senate. 1. Admit California as a free state. 2. Settle the Texas boundary and compensate her. 3. Grant territorial status to New Mexico. 4. Place federal officers at the disposal of slaveholders seeking fugitives. And 5. Abolish the slave trade in the District of Columbia. Each measure obtained a majority, and by September 20th, President Fillmore had signed them into law. Some of the more militant Northern Whigs remained irreconcilable, refusing to forgive Fillmore for having signed the Fugitive Slave Act. They helped deprive him of the presidential nomination in 1852. Within a few years, it was apparent that although the compromise had been intended to settle the slavery controversy, it served rather as an uneasy sectional truce. As the Whig Party disintegrated in the 1850s, Fillmore refused to join the Republican Party, but instead, in 1856, accepted the nomination for president of the Know-Nothings, or the American Party. Throughout the Civil War, he opposed President Lincoln and during the Reconstruction supported President Johnson. He died in 1874. Happy birthday, Millard! You know, and finally, in 1947, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was the number one song on the pop charts. Stop it! Christmas is over. In Laker News, 1998, Shaq records his 1,000th block. And one last thing about the Lakers, 1972 on this day, they won their 33rd straight game. And that's it for January 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.
Cleveland or Boston, Cleveland or Boston. Glad we playing Boston. Put they ass in the coffin. Watch Kobe Bryant off them in the finals so often. Always on fire. Keep them choking and coughing off that.